is an alien country. Why are you so attached to it, O friends? This is the bhajan, Ete Deshparaya E Sajana, on page 198. All those who come here have to go. No one remains here, neither king nor emperor. Life is like the shadow of the tree, O friend. This is the shelter for a few days. All the relations are false. No one is yours. Satguru made you understand this, O friend. By doing Simran, make your mind understand. Apologize to the Master for your faults. Why did you forget the name of the giver, O friend? Catch hold of Guru Kripal's shelter. O Ajayb, swim across the ocean of life. This world is false. False is Maya, O friend. O friends, this is an alien country. Why are you so attached to it, O friend? Bhajan of Sanchi on page 198.
Ehete desha paraya hue sajna tu pyar kyon na paya hue sajna Ehete desha paraya hue sajna tu pyar kyon na paya hue sajna Ehete desha paraya hue sajna aaya jo ete sabne tur jana Rena na ete koi rajarana Aaya jo ete sabne tur jana Rena na ete koi rajarana Jindagi varishdi chaya hoye sajna Tu pyar kyon na paya hoye sajna Ehete desha paraya hoye sajna Tu pyar kyon na paya hoye sajna Ehete desha paraya hoye sajna Koi din aete rehna basera Jute sab na te koi na tera Koi din aete rehna basera Jute sab na te koi na tera Satguru ne samjaya hoye sajna Tu pyar kyon na paya hoye sajna Ehete desha paraya hoye sajna Tu pyar kyon na paya hoye sajna Ehete desha paraya hoye sajna Karke simran man samjale Bula guru to maaf karale Karke simran man samjale Bula guru to maaf karale Tate dnam kyon bulaya hoye sajna Tu pyar kyon na paya hoye sajna Ehe desh paraya hue sajna tu pyar kyon na paya hue sajna ehte desh paraya hue sajna pala guru kirpal da fadle Bhava sagato ajay batu tarle Pala guru kirpal da fadle Bhava sagato ajay batu tarle Juta jagat juti maya hoye sajna Tu piyar kyon e na paya hoye sajna Ehe te desh paraya hoye sajna Tu piyar kyon e na paya hoye sajna Ehe te desh paraya hoye sajna
Oh, friend, this is an alien country. Why are you so attached to it, oh, friend? When I begin today with reading, my opinion, a very important message of Kripal, the very first article in the very first issue, January 1968, of Satsandesh magazine, the English Satsandesh, and it conveys both masters' high expectations for the magazine and the protection that was always with it. And the magazine was very dear to his heart. Those of us who are associated with it will treasure forever the memories of him reading it and going over it so carefully. But in addition to that, this also brings full circle the cycle of the 1967 messages. This is the Christmas message for the year 1967. It is also one of the few instances in which the Master speaks as a prophet. And when I say speaks as a prophet, I mean he always spoke as a prophet from some points of view, but in this message he gives us what God says in the same way that the biblical prophets did. If you read Isaiah or Jeremiah or Ezekiel, or Amos, or Jonah, or Micah. They say, thus saith the Lord, or God says, and then they quote him verbatim. And Master does that in this message. He didn't do it a lot, but he does it here. And 90% of the message is a direct quote from God. And he follows that through. And it's a definitive, I would say, statement of the path from his point of view, which is of the utmost importance. So he says, Dear ones, I am sending you Satsandesh, the message of the Lord. All saints and prophets have been bringing from time to time for the guidance and uplift of man. Kabir says, I am the knower of the true home of the Father and have come to give you the message of God. God's message is, and that's the way that the ultimate printed version of this circular reads, but the very original version, which I have also, reads, God says, very point blank, and then in quote marks, this is what God says, I am the Lord of all creation. Man is the highest in all creation. He is next to me. I have given equal privileges to all mankind. They are born in the same way and with the same outer and inner construction. This is the golden opportunity you have been given to know me. Ever since you were sent down to the world, you have not returned to me, the true home, but have stuck fast in the enjoyments of mind and outgoing faculties, so much so that you have forgotten even yourself, what to speak of me. I sent saints and prophets to awaken and to bring you back to me, but you did not care to come. Instead of appreciating their services, you have been molesting them. I sent Christ, the Word made flesh, who reminded you vehemently, change your mind, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Religions came into being to keep the teachings of all such masters afresh. Religion in its pristine beauty means a living reality. It is a state of universal God consciousness in which you live, move, and have your being in my loving presence. All your activities or institutions should have been inspired by love of me. Then there would have been left no stranger, no alien, no hatred, and strifes would have been unknown. If you like to seek me, conquer all fear. This you can achieve only when you shake off attachment for wealth, family, body, as one and all are mine, and have been given to you to make the best use of them to reach me. This detachment of heart can only come when you love me with all thine heart, with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is true renunciation, which is the highest expression of religion. All saints and prophets I sent to the east or west. Their lives were filled with the rapture of the vision of the unity of all races and religions in the spirit. The outer world is the expression of the mind. Unless you first establish unity in your hearts, you cannot develop unity of all men. There are two methods by which you can achieve this end. One is the interior method of meditation, to go into the silence of the heart where flows the fountain of my love, all bliss and joy. You must be reborn. Except you be reborn or twice born, you cannot enter into my kingdom which is within you. Those who have once drunk the water of life from this fountain are intoxicated forever, and love flows out from them in all its joy and gracefulness to all humanity, overflowing as they are with the love and intoxication of me, giving vent to peace be unto all the world over, under thy will, O Lord. Mind that it is not religion that failed you, it is you who have failed religion. The second method is to understand the meaning and the purpose of knowledge, which in one single thought is service to all my creation, men, beasts, birds, etc. The meaning of true life is service and sacrifice. So long as you want, first and foremost, to be blessed yourselves, and you expect others to minister to you, you will remain a stranger to the way of spirituality. When you will wish others to be blessed, you will begin to speed on your way back to me. Let you not be a reformer to whip others into goodness, but be a witness of the great love, radiating all love in thought, word, and deed. Be an example rather than give precepts to others. You are indulging in oceans of talks, but how many ounces of action? An ounce of practice is more than tons of theories. Wanted, reformers, not of others, but of themselves. Religion decays when forms and rituals become more important than me. The inner light within you fades away, giving place to intellectual acceptance of dogma or creed, which you hold tenaciously, for the vindication of which you willingly lay down your lives. Religion further decays when neither me nor the church rules you, but you become slaves to mammon and material power of the once virile religion. Only the form remains, ending in selfish ends by the so-called defenders of faiths and contractors of religions. You are all dear to me, sweet children. I advise you all, residing anywhere, to sit together as brothers and sisters and understand each other. Dissolve all differences and misconceptions. You are already one as man, as soul, conscious beings, as followers of the same master power, and I reside in each one of you as controlling power, keeping you in the body. Remove all duality and otherness. You will be able to sit together only in my name and will realize this unity in me in the company of saints. Unquote. That is the end of the direct quotation from God. The Master concludes, may this lesson go out to the hearts of each one of you on this blessed Christmas Day and New Year's Day, so that the purpose of life is dedication to the eternal, and the meaning of life is consecration to the eternal value of life. May the benediction of the Master shine upon you forever and forevermore. With love and best wishes, yours affectionately, Kripal Singh. Now I want to read something a little unusual today, but unusual, it's an unusual time. Our sister, but I should rather say our mother, the mother of us all, our friend and mentor, Shirley Tassencourt, is turning 90, which I think is a time of great blessing and time to be very appreciative of the fact that she has been amongst us for 90 years, which is no small thing. And I want to celebrate that occasion and do homage to her by reading from one of the finest articles ever written by anyone about being with the Master in India. This is talk, actually is a tape letter that Shirley sent in January 1974, after her last visit with Kripal Singh. That was published in Satsandesh in November 1974. In my book that I just finished writing, and it is now in the process of being published, Stumbling Toward God, The Years with Kripal, the last section of that book, Book 9, it's called Reflections, consists of a number of talks and articles by people that have impressed me over the years, of people who have spent time with Kripal. They're the talks that have meant the most to me. This is one of them that is included in that book. So I'm going to read the beginning and the end of this talk. Again, I will say this was written by Shirley Tassencourt in January 1974. Actually, it was on a tape. It was sent to us and transcribed. So she says, I've been home in my mansion a day or so now. I look out on the palace grounds around my house, all sparkle and sun and ice, and I wonder if it's real. And then I wonder if India was real. And finally, the only reality I can settle for is Master's eyes. But when his eyes are closed, where is the real? Okay, then that thing that goes somewhere when his eyes are closed, that's it. When India is gone and the United States has fallen into the ocean, I'm going to be holding on to that thing that goes somewhere when Master's eyes are closed. You know what Master said the other day? God is omnipotent. He can do anything, except one thing. bring a man to him who doesn't want to come? Would you believe that Master came to the gate to say goodbye? You know, when the taxi's late and somebody forgets something and the governor has to be escorted to the gate, when there is a convergence of incidents like this, you know that Master has his finger in the pie. And you know from the waves of love that follow that taxi, thick as pudding, that Master wanted to say goodbye. It's not special in that it happened to me, but it's special in that it happened to me who disobeyed Master. The beginning of the last week, Master told me not to do Simran for a week, to break the habits of my Buddhistic practice and do only bhajan. Well, I did mostly bhajan, but from time to time he would put us into meditation, which was Simran, where I couldn't do that other position all the time, and I couldn't bear to stop meditating. So I kept trying to follow his directions for Simran exactly. I was determined I would. I sat all day January 3rd in Master's house. Usually we sit from 7 to 10 in the morning and 4 to 7 or 8 at night. That morning I just turned around, faced the wall, threw a blanket over me completely so that I looked like furniture, and no one bothered me all day. I came out of bhajan once to hear Master having a private interview with someone on the other side of the porch partition. He was saying to a girl, "Mind your own business," and I figured that was for me. And as I was there feeling truly humble and not wanting to intrude even a body's worth, the fingers went right back in my ears. After a while, being with Master, there is such proof that he knows everything about everyone, what you are thinking moment by moment, that you become very alert as to what he might want of you. But later on, the bhajan I was doing became Simran, and I was picking up all the sounds of the house with my refined hearing. It was like wearing an invisible cloak and being in the center of the God-man's earth family. Taiji would go by, her great frame moving on no-nonsense feet. The doctor, the secretaries, the gatekeepers, the chauffeur, Ramsarup. In Baroda, Ramsarup came out on the lawn after initiation was long over. I was seated under some bushes, still in a bliss daze, though it was now late afternoon. He squatted beside me and took my hand and kissed it. "Good meditations?" he asked. All I could do was grin from ear to ear. At the moment, neither of us spoke English. He just sat there and held my hand, and I felt it was from Master. And he said, "I am Ramsarup, 18 years with Master." Then he looked at the lines in my hands and got up and walked away. Dear Gyaniji, in his exquisite voice, I would hear answering the phone in the room next to me. And the tall, narrow Sikh who walks on cat feet, I am sure passed back and forth many times, but I never heard him. I smelled the food cooking. Just to smell it was to eat it. And then I heard Master's footsteps walking across the room behind me. Everything in my body was pulled up as he walked by, and after he passed, it receded. I could just hear him saying in his abrupt way, "Cement." And I could hear Master in the kitchen with his people. From now on, he wouldn't live in my mind in some cloud or in some hotel room, but I could remember him now with his people in his home. I felt like a small child drowsing in the family room at a too late hour, not seeing or active, but lying awash and aware of the warm currents of friendly family activity. There were three cautions in the meditation instructions: not to stay in the body, not to try to go out of the body, look in front of the forehead but have no tension in the forehead. I tried all day, but there was no way. I had to transgress one or the other. What a Zen koan. Finally, in total fatigue, I said, "Okay, God, you'll have to do it. I can't. I quit." And I just sat there like a stone. I had tried as hard as I could with every hair follicle, as the Zen say. There was nothing more I could do, which I guess is what God was waiting for. Anyhow, things went well after that. Then I had to work to keep abreast of God. Besides giving you a flavor of Master's house, what I'm wanting to tell you is that even though you disobey Master, if you disobey him just because you're trying, in the only way you know how, to be with God, if you can't stand not trying to be with God, he honors it and he comes to the gate when you leave. I'm not advising disobedience. If I had been able to follow his way step by step, I would have been the winner. But if you do the very best you can with all your might, he secretly hangs diamonds in your eyes. Well, I was leaving at 10 o'clock at night. My plane didn't leave till 5 the next morning. I had been planning to take a taxi at 3 a.m. A German woman was leaving at 10 p.m. and somehow hadn't made arrangements, so I was asked to go with her to straighten things out since she didn't speak English. I was so intoxicated by this time I would have said yes to anything. The taxi which always comes to the gate of Master's house was late. The German woman forgot something. I stood at the gate waiting alone. Master's house was lit up and there were many shoes outside the door, so I knew he was taking care of the Indians now. He is like a father with a babe on each knee, his Indian babe and his foreign babe. And he bounces us and laughs with us alternately. Edna Scheinrock from Toronto, who had just returned to India to help the Westerners, incidentally, she spent 6 years here before, asked the gatekeeper to let me just go to the door for a last peek at Master. He looked very solemn, so we both said, "Just a little peek." He opened the gate and took me to the door of Master's living room where a conference was going on in one corner. My eyes searched there for Master but didn't find him. A little clump of Indian ladies parted, and there was the Satguru on a chair opposite the door. I dropped to my knees, wanting to make myself small, feeling an intruder. The gate man said, "Go on in." I said, "Oh no," feeling I had no right. Again the clump parted. Master looked right at me, and he gestured the ladies aside and said, "Come here, come here." In an instant I was at his knee and on mine. I looked into that heaven above me. Certainly there were those eyes that had become the center of my world, and that beard. But at that moment there were no parts. Just the total heaven above me. There was no coming or going. There was no room and no people. The weight of his wonderfully large hand patted me twice on the shoulder, and my head rested on his chair. And he said, "All right now, all right, go jolly." It was a father saying, "There, there, little one." And I didn't know this body could contain such gratefulness. And then he said, "Are you the only one leaving?" And I said, "No, there's another lady." And he said something else, all twinkly of eyes, which I intuited as the door by which I should leave. I backed across the room, watching God as long as I could. I went to pick up my shoes on the porch and collapsed to my knees beside them, overcome. The gate man looked on compassionately. I pulled myself together and went outside the gate, dropped into the shadow by the wall, and wept and moaned with open mouth like an animal. The German lady reappeared and Edna came out of the dark court. The taxi drove up, and at that very moment the gate light turned on. Edna, who knows all the clues, said, "Master's coming out." And there he was in the misty light, escorting a local dignitary to the gate. The man disappeared into a car. Master turned to us. A delicate light fell on his face and twinkled and sparkled in his eyes. He was laughing. "Now you're going, now you're going. But don't you go," he joked with Edna. He put his hands together to each of us. And Stuart was there. Stuart was blessed too. He was escorting us to the airport. Master, still smiling, said, "Help them." So he gathered up our luggage in one of those quick gestures of his. Immediately, 20 people fell on our little pile, and instantaneously the bags were in the car. In the same spirit, we jumped in. I leaned across my friend in the back seat, my face out the window to watch the brilliant white crown of his turban. The brilliant white crown, the brilliance. Go. As the taxi pulled away, I turned to look out the back window, my mind reaching out to touch what was receding, like a 3-year-old. And then the sobbing began. No outer crying. The eye was ready to go. It was time, and I was filled to the brim. There had been no flavor of self-pity, only joy. But deep within, the soul was being torn from its source, and the crying was all of the body, like the deep trauma of childbirth when mother and child are pulled apart. The spasm stopped after a bit, and I sat up and was full of smile. Stuart was holding one hand. The German lady was rubbing my cheek. "It's okay now, it's okay, really," I laughed. "Let's go jolly now." And I leaned back in the cab and fell into a deep, dark, almost like sleep. And it seemed minutes later we were at the airport. The German lady got off okay. Stuart stayed till midnight. We had some delicious American food at the airport, a cheese sandwich and French fries. You should have seen us glowing over this remarkable food. In this Western atmosphere, I drank some water, the first I'd done that in India outside the ashram. And all we could do was smile like idiots, thinking of this day that had just passed, and of our Satguru, who had been pouring buckets of love over our heads. You see, at darshan that evening, Master had given us the darshan of all darshans, a half hour in which he spoke not, but just sat with open eyes, feeding us and feeding us. I was right at his knees, since it was my very last darshan. There was nothing between us. I fell into his eyes and stayed and stayed. We were like puppies at the tits of his mother, and he let us drink and drink. I would say inside, "Oh, please, Master, a little more." My wish in truth meaning a little forever. And he just sat, turning his lion head from side to side slowly, with those great luminous orbs that swallow the soul and take the body's consciousness into the land of light. Once he asked, "What is it meant in the scriptures when Christ says, 'Eat of me and drink of me'?" And someone started into a lengthy explanation. In a small burning voice it said, "This voice from me, Master's eyes." And then he began, "Eyes are the windows of the soul," and talked about drinking spirituality from the Master. A little later he looked at me and said something I didn't hear. Afterwards, one of his Indian staff came over to me and said, "Do you know what Master said to you about you? When the pitcher is full, it makes no noise." All I would say in thinking about his eyes, "If you can in any way arrange it, please go and study what is what at the feet of the living Master. Find out about what is yourself and what is the world in the orbit of his eye sweep. Reading his books refines and informs the mind, but to come to him mindless is the only way to the secrets of God or the self. We have these preconceptions about our lives, what we can do and what we can't do. We build these little prisons about and then have to work within them. Master often said, 'Impossible is only in the dictionary of fools.' Impossible is one of the mind jails we put ourselves into. Master said many times we must come to God alone." He often quoted from the scriptures where Jesus says, "I have come to separate mother from child, husband from wife." I'm not quoting exactly, but you know the reference, I hope. He He cautions the young couples who come together, please don't know what each other is doing. You can only be with God if you are with God alone. There can be nothing between you and God, not husband, not family, not body, not mind. When you come here, you must polish and polish to get everything off the wall. And then you must polish so fine to clear the self of everything that stands between you and the Master, so that the wall becomes a mirror. Only then, when you can reflect perfectly, when there is not a speck of dust between you and the Master, can you really be with God. I remember one girl who was having a lot of trouble with the meditation practice and was really pressing Master for help. She asked Master how she could keep her mind focused. He said, just look at the area in front of your forehead as you look at me now. And she said, oh, but it's so easy to focus on you. And Master answered, if you could really focus on me, you'd see nothing but light. And I'm going to skip over to the end of the article, toward the end. For me, there was a very interesting and educational prelude to this trip. It happened on the third morning I was in India at the morning darshan. Master went right around the room asking how many hours each had put in meditation. He was as gruff as I've ever seen Master. There seems to be a tendency for Westerners to visit and socialize in this freed from worldly obligation environment, and many answered 2 to 4 hours. He very firmly inquired, what did you do the rest of the time? You are here for the primary purpose of meditating, that's all. Why do you only put in 2 or 4 hours? And then he came to me. Now, for months I had been deeply attached to the idea of long meditations at the ashram. The day before, my second day in India, I went out of the ashram a few blocks to get some fruit and to see what was this place, India, I had come to. I was totally overwhelmed by the sights and smells and sounds, and my mind couldn't comprehend this subtle survival situation. That night, as I sat for meditation, the images rose again and again. I had heard we were going to be allowed to go as Master on tour to Bombay soon. And I thought, how can I go on tour and meditate if I can't even go to the marketplace for half an hour without being utterly distracted? I must stay here and meditate. And I began to bask in the idea. It would be quiet, no interruptions. I could probably avoid the dysentery that many people were having just then. And I rationalized by giving up of Master's darshan for my creature comforts and undisturbed meditations by concluding, when Master gets back, I will be truly receptive after 10 days of meditating, not gross as I am now. I pushed out of mind the hypocritical statement I had made to Master in my plea to come to India. Even one day with Master would be worth the trip. And here I was giving up 10 days with Master for 10 days of comfortable meditation. I tell you all this in detail so you can see how precisely Master is correcting us, when often to others he seems as if he has misunderstood or has not answered the question. So how is your meditation? He asked me. And I described the light I had seen in the first 2 days. And suddenly I saw a way to ask about the tour trip and settled my intention not to go. After a trip across the bridge yesterday I went on, I couldn't meditate at all. How long did you shop? I asked. He asked, excuse me. I have a question, Master, I interrupted very assertively and rudely. How long did you meditate yesterday? He asked. I meditated 10 hours and I shopped for half an hour, but I have a question. And very, very forcibly he said, if you will please listen to what I have to say to you first, then I will answer your question. I should have been crushed, but a big fat ego merely dents. You had shopping for 10 hours, he said in gruff amazement, and meditated for half an hour. Even as I began to correct the statement, I knew he was taking away my pride in sitting long hours, and I was grateful and quiet. He was also putting out the fact that though the body sat for long hours, the mind was across the bridge. Others tried to correct his apparent misunderstanding. He ignored them and talked to me about being wholly and solely where you were, or taking Master with you to the marketplace. And then he said, "Now, what is your question?" "I understand, Master, we may be allowed to accompany you on your tour. If I can't hold my meditation after a trip to the market, how shall I sustain meditation on a 10-day tour in India?" Surely this excellent logic would secure a retrieve from the trip, I thought. Master, still in a gruff way, said, "Everything I was saying sounded virtuous and logical on the outside, but on the inside every motive needed correction. I never encourage these tours. It's hard to meditate and very distracting. I do not ask anyone to come." And then, in a tone of utter humility, "Some people find it useful to be with me, but others..." And he didn't finish the sentence. I was cut from my head to my toes as he said this. My heart lay open finally. There was no question, no hesitation. Of course I was going on the tour. "Oh, beloved Master, thank you for your strong and kind teaching." Well, the trip was a vital experience for me, not only in my meditation practice, but in my self-introspection. I mean, when you're in America, it's very easy to be unselfish and give of your much to the needy. But when you have only one coat or a few dysentery pills, and someone else is cold or needs the same medication you may need tomorrow, you see very soon where you stand. But more than both of these, it was 10 days to fall down to the ground in love with the God-man, for which I am eternally grateful. At our first morning darshan after returning, I raised my hand. I was the one who wondered if I should go on tour. "I want to thank you for the gift of the tour." "How do you give thanks? Where is it? You can give me money or straw, but how can you give me thanks?" "Thank God, that's all. You are the ones who are inconvenienced. Travel is travail. I am used to being tossed about day and night, but you people..." And then he paused. "Love knows no burden." And then he gave me such a look of love I couldn't begin to tell you. Oddly enough, that day I had to go into Delhi. Someone was taking me to do the family presents thing, and by this time I was just following what had to be done next. We got in the cab and someone complained about the terrible horn, but I didn't hear it. We went to a store of Indian crafts, which should have blown my craftsman's mind, and I could hardly bear to be there. I only wanted to stay with that look of love Master had given me. "I'll take this and this and this and this," and almost where my hand fell made the decision. Stuart had to pick out my gift to Andy and help me with Jesse's. I took the Master to the market, not because it was good practice, but because he had fallen me in love with him. Amazingly enough, the gifts were correct. I find now that I am home and have given them out. When you are with Master, he teaches all the scriptures through the living situations he puts you through. He communicates clearly and precisely with few or no outer words. You know how I admire Zen. Well, Master is by far the greatest Zen master of all times. Talk about the wordless doctrine. Such proof I have had this month that Master knows everything that is happening to his dear children. One this week asked Master if he ever withheld experience from his disciples. "No, it's you that withholds the experiences. your lack of attention. On New Year's Eve, I sat on the roof of the guest house at the ashram, too happy to go to bed. The moon sat in the sky, untipped, a perfect cup, holding all the gold of the sun in crescent light. I wished upon a star this body here could become a simple moon vessel to hold the golden liquor of Kripal. Even Master says, impossible is only in the dictionary of fools.
ਨਹੀਂ ਮਿਲ ਸਕਦਾ ਗਾ ਉਹ ਮੰਦਰ ਦਾ 24 ਘੰਟੇ ਤੈਨੂੰ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਨੇ ਮੁਫਤ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਬਖਸ਼ਿਆ ਹੋਇਆ ਹੈ ਤੂੰ ਕਿਸੇ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਨੂੰ ਮਿਲ ਉਹ ਦੱਸੇਗਾ ਕਿ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਇਸ ਮੰਦਰ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਦਾਖਲ ਹੋਣਾ ਹੈ ਔਰ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਅੰਦਰ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਤੂੰ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਨੂੰ ਮਿਲਣਾ ਹੈ
ਸੋ ਯਾਰ ਗੁਰੂ ਅਮਰਦਾਸ ਜੀ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਬਾਈ ਦ ਗ੍ਰੇਸ ਆਫ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਯੂ ਗੋ ਇਨ ਦ ਟੈਂਪਲ ਆਫ ਗੋਡ ਵਿਚ ਇਜ਼ ਆਲਵੇਜ਼ ਵਿਦ ਯੂ ਹੀ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਯੂ ਕੈਨੋਟ ਐਂਟਰ ਇਨ ਦ ਟੈਂਪਲ ਵਿਚ ਇਜ਼ ਮੇਡ ਬਾਈ ਗੋਡ ਅਨਲੈਸ ਯੂ ਗੋ ਟੂ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਯੂ ਕੈਨੋਟ ਨੋ ਹਾਊ ਟੂ ਗੋ ਇਨ ਦੈਰ God has given you, God has blessed you with this temple free of charge. But you go to the master and he will tell you that how you have to enter this temple.
ਇਹ ਧਰਮ ਗ੍ਰੰਥ ਜਾਂ ਧਰਮ ਪੁਸਤਕਾਂ ਕੀ ਚੀਜ਼ਾਂ ਹੈ ਸਭ ਤੋਂ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਅਸੀਂ ਸੋਚਣਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਦੀ ਬਾਣੀ ਹੈ ਜਿਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਨੇ ਪਿੰਡ ਨੂੰ ਛੱਡਿਆ ਬ੍ਰਹਮੰਡ ਤੇ ਚੜ੍ਹੇ ਮਾਲਕ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਵਸਾਲ ਕੀਤਾ ਜੋ ਜੋ ਨਜ਼ਾਰੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਦੇਖੇ ਜਾਂ ਜੋ ਜੋ ਘਾਟੀਆਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਪੇਸ਼ ਆਈਆਂ ਜਿਸ ਦੀ ਮਦਦ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਅਬੂਰ ਕੀਤੀਆਂ ਘਾਟੀਆਂ ਉਹ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਸਾਡੇ ਫਾਇਦੇ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਲਿਖ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਰਿਖੀਆਂ ਮੁਨੀਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਕੁਛ ਪ੍ਰਾਪਤ ਹੋਇਆ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਵੇਦਾਂ ਸ਼ਾਸਤਰਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਲਿਖ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਅਗਰ ਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਹਿਬਾਨ ਨੂੰ ਕੁਛ ਪ੍ਰਾਪਤ ਹੋਇਆ ਤਾਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਗ੍ਰੰਥ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਦਰਜ ਕਰ ਦਿੱਤਾ
ਵਾਟ ਆਰ ਦੀਸ ਹੋਲੀ ਬੁੱਕਸ ਆਰ ਦ ਹੋਲੀ ਸਕ੍ਰਿਪਚਰਸ First of all, we should know that these are the writings of those great masters, those who left the physical plane and those who went to Brahmand. And whatever shortcomings that they had and whatever things bothered them or whatever came in their way and how they crossed those plains and how they crossed those valleys and whatever experiences they had, they all recorded that for our benefit. And nowadays we are using those experiences, we are using those writings as the holy scriptures. If the rishis and munis achieved anything or they accomplished anything or whatever they experienced, they put it down in the Vedas and the Shastras. And if the Sikh masters received anything or they accomplished anything, they put it down in the holy book.
ਇਹ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਦਾ ਤਜਰਬਾ ਸੀਗਾ ਹੁਣ ਅਸੀਂ ਕੀ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਪੜ੍ਹ ਛੱਡਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਲੇਕਿਨ ਨਹੀਂ ਅਸੀਂ ਆਪਣੇ ਤਜਰਬੇ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਇਸ ਨੂੰ ਲਿਆਉਣਾ ਹੈ
ਸੋ ਦੀਸ ਵਰ ਦੀ ਐਕਸਪੀਰੀਅੰਸਿਸ ਆਫ ਦ ਗ੍ਰੇਟ ਮਾਸਟਰਸ ਬਟ ਵਾਟ ਵੀ ਡੂ ਨਾਓ ਵਿਦ ਇਟ ਵੀ ਜਸਟ ਰੀਡ ਦੈਮ ਜਸਟ ਰੀਡਿੰਗ ਇਜ਼ ਨਾਟ ਇਨਫ ਵੀ ਨੀਡ ਟੂ ਬ੍ਰਿੰਗ ਦੈਮ ਇਨ ਅਵਰ ਓਨ ਐਕਸਪੀਰੀਅੰਸ
ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਅੰਧ ਵਿਸ਼ਵਾਸ ਨਹੀਂ ਦਿੰਦੇਗੇ ਉਹ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਕਿ ਇਸੇ ਜਨਮ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਉਸ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਨੂੰ ਮਿਲ ਸਕਦੇ ਹੋ ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਨੇ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਮੌਕਾ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਇਨਸਾਨ ਦੇ ਜਾਮੇ ਦਾ ਅਗਰ ਅਸੀਂ ਇਨਸਾਨ ਦੇ ਜਾਮੇ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਨੂੰ ਨਾ ਮਿਲ ਸਕੇ ਹੋਰ ਕਿਹੜਾ ਜਾਮਾ ਹੈ ਜਿਹਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਅਸੀਂ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਨੂੰ ਮਿਲ ਸਕਾਂਗੇ
ਮਾਸਟਰਸ ਡੂ ਨਾਟ ਗਿਵ ਅਸ ਐਨੀ ਬਲਾਈਂਡ ਫੇਥ ਦੇ ਟੈਲ ਅਸ ਦੈਟ ਯੂ ਕੈਨ ਰੀਅਲਾਈਜ਼ ਗੋਡ ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਵੈਰੀ ਲਾਈਫ ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਗੋਡ ਹੈਜ਼ ਗਿਵਨ ਅਸ ਦਿਸ ਪ੍ਰੈਸ਼ੀਅਸ ਓਪਰਚੁਨਿਟੀ ਆਫ ਦਿਸ ਹਿਊਮਨ ਬਾਡੀ ਫਾਰ ਡੂਇੰਗ ਦ ਡਿਵੋਸ਼ਨ ਆਫ ਲਾਰਡ ਇਫ ਵੀ ਕੈਨੋਟ ਰੀਅਲਾਈਜ਼ ਹਿਮ ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਵੈਰੀ ਲਾਈਫ ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਹਿਊਮਨ ਫਾਰਮ ਦੈਨ ਇਨ ਵਿਚ ਅਦਰ ਫਾਰਮ ਵੀ ਕੈਨ ਰੀਅਲਾਈਜ਼ ਹਿਮ
ਗੁਰ ਪ੍ਰਸਾਦੀ ਵੇਖ ਤੂੰ ਹਰ ਮੰਦਰ ਤੇਰੇ ਨਾਲ ਹਰ ਮੰਦਰ ਸਭ ਦੇ ਖੋਜੀਏ ਹਰ ਨਾਮੋ ਲਿਓ ਸੁਮਾਲ
ਹੁਣ ਸਵਾਲ ਪੈਦਾ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਇਸ ਮੰਦਰ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਦਾਖਲ ਹੋਣਾ ਹੈ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਇਸ ਮੰਦਰ ਦੀ ਖੋਜ ਕਰਨੀ ਹੈ ਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਸਭ ਤੋਂ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਅਸੀਂ ਉਸ ਸਾਧਨ ਔਰ ਤਰੀਕੇ ਨੂੰ ਸੋਚਣਾ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਕਿਹੜਾ ਸਾਧਨ ਤਰੀਕਾ ਹੈ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਉਹ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਨਾਮ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਨਾ ਲਿਖਣ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਉਂਦਾ ਨਾ ਪੜ੍ਹਨ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਉਂਦਾ ਨਾ ਉਹ ਕਿਸੇ ਭਾਸ਼ਾ ਦਾ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਬਿਨਾਂ ਲਿਖਿਆ ਕਾਨੂੰਨ ਹੈ ਬਿਨਾਂ ਬੋਲੀ ਭਾਸ਼ਾ ਹੈ
ਨਾਓ ਦ ਕੁਐਸਚਨ ਅਰਾਈਜ਼ਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਹਾਓ We are supposed to search for the temple and how we have to enter the temple. First of all, we should think and first of all, we should search for those practices by which we can get into this temple and we can search for it. What are the practices or what is the thing which can lead us in our within? That is the meditation or the practice of Shabad Naam. Shabad Naam is that thing which cannot be played on any musical instrument. It cannot be written in any particular language because it is an unspoken language and unwritten law.
ਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਅੱਖਾਂ ਬਾਝੋਂ ਵੇਖਣਾ ਬਿਨ ਕੰਨਾਂ ਸੁਣਨਾ, ਪੈਰਾਂ ਬਾਝੋਂ ਚੱਲਣਾ ਬਿਨ ਹੱਥਾਂ ਕਰਨਾ, ਜੀਭਾਂ ਬਾਝੋਂ ਬੋਲਣਾ ਇਉਂ ਜੀਵਤ ਮਰਨਾ, ਨਾਨਕ ਹੁਕਮ ਪਛਾਣ ਕੇ ਤਿਉਂ ਖਸਮੇ ਮਿਲਣਾ।
ਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਸੇਡ ਦੈਟ ਵੀ ਹੈਵ ਟੂ ਸੀ ਦੈਟ ਪਾਵਰ, ਵੀ ਹੈਵ ਟੂ ਸੀ ਦੈਟ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਨਾਮ ਵਿਦਆਊਟ ਯੂਜ਼ਿੰਗ ਅਵਰ ਫਿਜ਼ੀਕਲ ਆਈਜ਼, ਵੀ ਹੈਵ ਟੂ ਹੀਅਰ ਦੈਟ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਨਾਮ ਵਿਦਆਊਟ ਯੂਜ਼ਿੰਗ ਅਵਰ ਆਊਟਰ ਈਅਰਸ, ਵੀ ਹੈਵ ਟੂ ਸਿੰਗ ਦੈਟ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਨਾਮ ਵਿਦਆਊਟ ਯੂਜ਼ਿੰਗ ਅਵਰ ਫਿਜ਼ੀਕਲ ਟੰਗ, and by recognizing the will of Lord, O Nanak, we have to die while living.
Hazrat Bahu kehnda hai, jawani kalma har koi aakhe, dil da padda koi hu, jithe kalma dil da padde utthe jeeba mile na toi hu.
Hazrat Bahu say that everyone is reading the kalma or the naam or the name of Lord with their physical tongue, but rare are the few are the people, a few are the ones, those who repeat the kalma or the naam of Lord with their with the tongue of their heart. The place where the naam or the place where the name of Lord is repeated with the heart, at that place no tongue is required.
Shabd naam oh taagat hai jisne duniya di rachna paida kiti hai. Guru Nanak Sahib ne usnu kite shabd vi kiya, kite naam kiya, kite rabbi bani, turki bani, kite amar hukm akath katha kiya hai. Musalman use taagat nu kalma bange usmani. Isse tarah Hindu mahatma usnu ਰਾਮ ਨਾਮ ਰਾਮ ਤੁਨ ਜਾਂ ਆਕਾਸ਼ ਬਾਣੀ ਕਰਕੇ ਬਿਆਨ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੈ।
ਸ਼ਬਦ ਨਾਮ ਇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਪਾਵਰ ਵਿਚ ਹੈਜ਼ ਕ੍ਰੀਏਟਿਡ ਦਿਸ ਕ੍ਰੀਏਸ਼ਨ। ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਸਮ ਐਟ ਸਮ ਪਲੇਸਿਸ ਕਾਲ ਦੈਟ ਪਾਵਰ ਐਸ ਸ਼ਬਦ, ਸਮ ਪਲੇਸਿਸ ਹੀ ਕਾਲਸ ਐਸ ਨਾਮ, ਸਮ ਪਲੇਸਿਸ ਹੀ ਕਾਲਸ ਐਸ ਦ ਵਿਲ ਆਫ ਗੋਡ, ਸਮ ਪਲੇਸਿਸ ਹੀ ਸੇਜ਼ ਐਸ ਦ ਵਰਡ ਆਫ ਲਾਰਡ, ਐਂਡ ਸਮ ਪਲੇਸਿਸ ਹੀ ਸੇਜ਼ ਔਰ ਡਿਸਕ੍ਰਾਈਬਸ ਇਟ ਐਸ ਦੀ ਆਰਡਰ ਆਫ ਲਾਰਡ ਐਂਡ ਲਾਈਕ ਦੈਟ, ਐਂਡ ਇਨ ਦ ਸੇਮ ਵੇ ਦ ਹਿੰਦੂ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਸੈਸ ਆਲਸੋ ਹੈਵ ਆਲਸੋ ਡਿਸਕ੍ਰਾਈਬ ਦੈਟ ਪਾਵਰ ਐਸ ਦ ਨਾਮ ਆਫ ਰਾਮ, ਰਾਮ ਨਾਮ ਔਰ the will of Lord, and the Muslim saints also have described the same power by using the word Bange Asmani or Nidai Sultani, and they have used many of the descriptive words to describe this power.
Guru Sahib kehnde utpat parle shabde hove, shabde hi phir opat hove.
Guru Sahib said that by the shabad the creation and the dissolution is happening, and after dissolution again the creation is created by the shabad.
Guru Nanak Sahib kehnde hai shabde tarti shabde akash shabde shabd peya prakash sagli srit shabd ke paashe nanak shabd kate kat ache.
Guru Nanak Sahib said that shabad has created the sky, shabad has created this earth, and shabad has created everything. Nanak says that everything has been created by shabad.
ਹਰ ਮੰਦਰ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਖੋਜੀਏ, ਹਰ ਨਾਮੋ ਲਿਓ ਸੰਭਾਲ, ਮਨ ਮੇਰੇ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਰਪੈ ਰੰਗ ਹੋਏ।
ਹੁਣ ਆਪ ਪਿਆਰ ਨਾਲ ਸਮਝਾਉਂਦੇ ਆ, ਸਾਡੇ ਔਰ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਦੇ ਦਰਮਿਆਨ ਅਗਰ ਕੋਈ ਰੁਕਾਵਟ ਹੈ ਜਾਂ ਕੋਈ ਦੀਵਾਰ ਹੈ, ਉਹ ਸਾਡੇ ਮਨ ਦੀ ਹੈ।
Now he lovingly explains to us that if there is any obstacle or if there is any hindrance or wall between us and God, that is the wall or hindrance of our mind.
Atma sadi sat purush di ans hai, man jehda hai eh kaal da agent hai, tirkuti de rehn wala hai, brahm di ans hai.
Our soul is the essence of sat purush, and our mind is an agent of negative power, and he is the essence of brahm, and he is a resident of trikuti.
ਮਨ ਦੀ ਡਿਊਟੀ ਕਾਲ ਨੇ ਲਾਈ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਕੋਈ ਵੀ ਆਤਮਾ ਗੁਰੂ ਭਗਤੀ ਕਰਨਾ ਨਾ ਪਾਏ, ਨਾਮ ਭਗਤੀ ਕਰਨਾ ਨਾ ਪਾਏ।
ਨੈਗੇਟਿਵ ਪਾਵਰ ਹੈਜ਼ ਗਿਵਨ ਦਿਸ ਡਿਊਟੀ ਟੂ ਮਾਈਂਡ ਟੂ ਮੇਕ ਸ਼ੋਰ ਦੈਟ ਨੋ ਸੋਲ ਬਿਕਮਸ ਏਬਲ ਟੂ ਡੂ ਦ ਡਿਵੋਸ਼ਨ ਆਫ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ, ਨੋ ਸੋਲ ਬਿਕਮਸ ਏਬਲ ਟੂ ਡੂ ਦ ਡਿਵੋਸ਼ਨ ਆਫ ਨਾਮ।
ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਸਮਝਾਉਂਦੇ ਆ ਕਿ ਮਨ ਇੱਕ ਹੈ, ਚਾਹੇ ਇਸ ਨੂੰ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਭਗਤੀ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਲਾ ਦਿਓ, ਚਾਹੇ ਸ਼ਰਾਬਾ ਕਬਾਬਾਂ ਦੀਆਂ ਲਜਤਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਲਾ ਦਿਓ।
ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਮੇਕ ਅਸ ਅੰਡਰਸਟੈਂਡ ਦੈਟ ਵੀ ਹੈਵ ਓਨਲੀ ਵਨ ਮਾਈਂਡ, ਈਦਰ ਵੀ ਕੈਨ make him do the meditation of shabad naam or devotion of shabad naam, or we can make him indulge in the worldly pleasures.
Mane mere shabad rapai rang hoi, sachi bhagat sacha hare mandar pragati sachi.
ਹੁਣ ਗੁਰੂ ਅਮਰਦਾਸ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ, ਸੱਚਾ ਤਾਂ ਇਹ ਮੰਦਰ ਹੈ, और सच्चा परमात्मा यह शरीर दे अंदर वस रहा है और सच्ची भगती शब्द नाम दी असी अंदर वड़के कर सकते हैं।
Now Guru Amar Das Ji says that this body is the true temple and in which the true Lord is residing and we can do the true devotion of Naam only by going within our body.
सच तो मतबल जेड़ा कदे नास ना होवे फना ना होवे ओ एक परमात्मा है। गुरु नानक साहब कहंदे है कि साडे एक तजर्बे दे अंदर अभ्यास दे अंदर एक ऐसी चीज नजर दे विच आई है जेड़ी आ जगात तो सदा कायम तुरी आई है ओ एक परमात्मा है। आप जपजी साहब दे शुरू विच ही कहंदे है आद सच जुगाद सच है भी सच नानक होसी पी सच। क्या पहला भी ओ परमात्मा सी हुण भी है गानू भी उसे परमात्मा ने रहना है।
The truth is the one which never is destroyed or which never perishes and that is almighty lord and only he remains forever. The thing which doesn't gets destroyed and the thing which doesn't perishes only that is true and all other things are not true. Guru Nanak Sahib in the beginning of Japji Sahib says that before that he said that Guru Nanak Sahib said that it has come in our experience that there is only one thing which is true and that is almighty lord which is existing ages after ages right from the beginning of this creation he is pervading and he is never destroyed. In the beginning he was truth, afterwards in the future also he will be true, now also the same truth is existing and at all the times the same truth the lord is existing.
Sachi bhagat sacha hare mandar.
Closing bhajan is on page 267. Tumase Mary Prita Purani. Oh beloved Kripal Guru, my love with you is very ancient. I am lying at your door. I am standing with my hands stretched out. The eyes are thirsty. Make me have your darshan. Shower grace, O Lord. Take me across. O friend of the miserable ones, the ocean of compassion, how do you forget me? Showering grace, you liberated the saints. O Satguru, you have liberated even the sinners. You ate the contaminated fruits of Shivri. You embraced all those who came into your refuge. You have erased everyone's difficulties. You have known everyone's pain. O Satguru, I am in your refuge. You are an ocean and I am your drop. You are my mother and father and brother. I am a beggar, you are the giver. O Ajib, this is the tale of lives. This is the story of birth after birth. O beloved Kripal Guru, my love with you is very ancient. Bhajan of Sanchi on page 267.
Tumase Meri Prita Purani Hai Kripal Guru Pyare Pyare Kripal Guru Tumase Tumase Meri Prita Purani Hai Kripal Guru Pyare Pyare Hai Kripal Guru Tumase Darvaje par para hua ho hat pasare kara hua ho dar bachaye par para hua ho hat pasare kara hua ho anki apiasi darshadikao teya karo prabhu paralagao
agni
ਪਿਆ ਪਿਆ ਸੀ ਦਰਸ਼ਨਿ ਗਾਉ ਜਯਾ ਕਰੋ ਪ੍ਰਭੁ ਪਾਰ ਗਾਉ ਤਿਨ ਪੰਡੁ ਕਰੁਣਾ ਕੇ ਸਾਕਾਰ ਮੇਰੀ ਸੁਰ ਕੇਸੇ ਪਿਸਰਾਨੀ ਹੈ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਗੁਰੂ ਪਿਆਰੇ ਪਿਆਰੇ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਗੁਰੂ ਝੁਮਸੇ ਝੁਮਸੇ ਮੇਰੀ ਪ੍ਰੀਤਾ ਪੁਰਾਣੀ ਹੈ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਗੁਰੂ ਪਿਆਰੇ ਪਿਆਰੇ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਗੁਰੂ ਝੁਮਸੇ ਕਿਰਪਾ ਕਰੀ ਸਤ ਜਾਨਾ ਤਾਰੇ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੁ ਤੁਮਨੇ ਆਰਮਾ ਉਪਾਰੇ ਕਿਰਪਾ ਕਰੀ ਸੰਤ ਜਾਨਾ ਤਾਰੇ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੁ ਤੁਮਨੇ ਆਰਮਾ ਉਪਾਰੇ ਸ਼ਿਵਰੀ ਕੇ ਝੂਠੇ ਪਾਲਕਾਏ ਸਭ ਸ਼ਰਨਾਗਤ ਕਹਾਂ ਗਾਏ ਸ਼ਿਵਰੀ ਕੇ ਝੂਠੇ ਪਾਲ ਗਾਏ ਸਭ ਸ਼ਰਨਾਗਤ ਕਹਾਂ ਗਾਏ ਤੁਮਨੇ ਸਭ ਕੇ ਸੰਕਟ ਕਹਾਤੇ ਸਭ ਕੀ ਪੀਤਾ ਜਾਨੀ ਹੈ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਗੁਰੂ ਪਿਆਰੇ ਪਿਆਰੇ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਗੁਰੂ ਝੁਮਸੇ 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 ਮੇਰੀ ਪ੍ਰੀਤਾ ਪੁਰਾਣੀ ਹੈ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਗੁਰੂ ਪਿਆਰੇ ਪਿਆਰੇ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਗੁਰੂ ਝੁਮਸੇ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੁ ਮੇ ਸ਼ਰਨਾ ਤੁਮਾਰੀ ਤੁਮਸਾ ਕਰ ਮੇ ਬੂੰਦਾ ਤੁਮਾਰੀ ਹੇ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੁ ਮੇ ਸ਼ਰਨਾ ਤੁਮਾਰੀ ਤੁਮਸਾ ਕਰ ਮੇ ਬੂੰਦਾ ਤੁਮਾਰੀ ਤੁਮ ਹੀ ਮਾਤਾ ਪਿਤਾ ਔਰ ਭਰਾਤਾ ਮੈਂ ਹੂੰ ਜਾਚਕ ਤੁਮ ਹੋ ਦਾਤਾ ਤੁਮ ਹੀ ਮਾਤਾ ਪਿਤਾ ਔਰ ਭਰਾਤਾ ਮੈਂ ਹੂੰ ਜਾਚਕ ਤੁਮ ਹੋ ਦਾਤਾ ਅਜਾਇਬ ਯਹੀ ਜਨਮ ਨੋਖੀ ਕਹਾਤਾ ਯਹੀ ਜਨਮ ਜਨਮ ਕੀ ਕਹਾਣੀ ਹੈ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਗੁਰੂ ਪਿਆਰੇ ਪਿਆਰੇ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਗੁਰੂ ਝੁਮਸੇ 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 ਮੇਰੀ ਪ੍ਰੀਤਾ ਪੁਰਾਣੀ ਹੈ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਗੁਰੂ ਪਿਆਰੇ ਪਿਆਰੇ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਗੁਰੂ ਝੁਮਸੇ
showering grace, you liberated the saints. Oh, Satguru, you have liberated even the sinners. You ate the contaminated fruits of Shivri. You embraced all those who came into your refuge. You have erased everyone's difficulties. You have known everyone's pain. Oh, Satguru, I am in your refuge. You are an ocean and I am your drop. You are my mother and father and brother. I am a beggar. You are the giver. Oh, Ajab, this is the tale of lives. This is the story of birth after birth. Oh, beloved Kripal Guru, my love with you is very ancient. May God bless us all.